Another topic we want to discuss that we've brought up many times in the live classes, but we can go deeper, is the idea of pain and moments of discomfort in our lives and how this falls into the spiritual ecosystem of Kabbalah that we're discussing. Pain always has an intelligence. It always has a message. Unfortunately, when we're not listening to the subtle messages that come from people, that come from the mirror like we spoke about earlier, that come from the slight taps on our shoulder, pain is a way to wake us up. Pain is a way for us to ask questions. Pain is a way for us to pray, to reach out, to ask the Creator for help. And when we're saying ask the Creator for help, what we're really saying is pain is a way for us to look inside of ourselves and open up our desire, open up our essence. Instead of teaching another concept about pain, I think what I want to say is that pain is real for everyone. There's no one that escapes it. Each person, according to their tikkun, according to their lifestyle, according to their level of desire and what they can handle, experiences challenges and pain that's on par with exactly what they need to make them feel confused, make them feel helpless sometimes, make them feel like they don't see the future, and make them feel like they have doubts. It's completely normal. And what I would want to say is that people know you will at some point go through it. It's a cleansing. It's something that opens you up. It's something that pushes you to your next level in a way that you could never do proactively. I've experienced it in my life in almost every area. If it's relationships, if it's business, if it's the spiritual path, if it's ego pain or physical pain or body pain or health or whatever it is. And I think it's important to relate also to our audience that we're all in it together and we all experience the same type of challenges.
Absolutely. You know, when we talk about relationships, right, I think one of the biggest challenges is rejection, right? We're all afraid of rejection. We all don't like it. And what kind of pain is that? What kind of pain does that bring up for me, feeling rejected? So the Kabbalists say that would be more the pain of my ego. So what do we do with that, right? What is it trying to teach us? So first of all, we should know that the pain of the ego, even though we experience it as emotional pain, is there to, you know, we've spoken in previous classes about seeking approval, about feeling truly good about ourselves, about truly loving ourselves. Sometimes how I take rejection, I can either use it to say, wait a second, you know, even though this person rejected me, even though I had expectations and this didn't turn out the way I want it to be, like you said, that pain can cleanse whatever illusions I have about myself or about relationships to get me to a place where I'm not really afraid of rejection. Because if I'm being rejected, then it means maybe that person isn't really the right person for me. Maybe that person wouldn't really appreciate me the way I need to be appreciated. So there's always a message in pain. There's always light inside any pain that we experience.
You said something powerful that if I go through rejection, it does something to me so that in the future, I can be stronger to handle rejection, but also stronger to grow in that specific area. And this falls into what we spoke about in the live classes and the videos about klipot, that when my ego goes through rejection, it's really the klipot that are fueling those parasites that are buffeting and supporting that part of my ego that I'm cleansing. When I go through rejection, my soul is actually elevating. I'm not feeling that elevation at the moment. And it's important that we make this distinction. When we go through rejection, it's hard to remember this, but know that your soul is actually elevating, the fruits of which you'll experience later. The ego is being diminished. The klipot are being cleansed. And that's painful. That feels like death almost. But the fact that my soul is shining, that's how you find your soulmate. That's how you find your soul purpose. That's how you find your soul career or your soul passions, the things that really will be with you for the rest of your life. But in order to tap into the soul level blessings, The ego needs to take a break. And there's no better break that the ego takes than rejection, than humiliation. None of us like it, but embrace it when it happens. That's definitely one type of pain that we all experience.
It reminds me of an exercise we did once where, you know, because you want to make the spiritual work light. You don't want to be afraid of any situation, really, you know, if we think about that in that way. So one of the exercises was, you know, do something to humiliate yourself. Remember
right,
that exercise?
Right, yeah.
And it's just to really get a feel of, wow, the ego seems so serious. We take the klipot so serious when really the universe is just like there with a chisel trying to break away at our ego one level at a time to the point that we can handle it, obviously. But it's just for us to break free from that illusionary self and for really to connect to our essence, which is our soul.
Yeah, and I want to add a practical tool that that I learned from our teacher, Rav Berg. He said, well, how can you avoid rejection? How can you avoid, as much as possible, humiliation and failure? Right? That's, I'm sure, something everybody wants to know. You're on a trajectory, you're doing well. How can you avoid the ups and downs? So Rav Berg would say, every time you have a success, a mini success, a big success, it can even be like you're starting to hit all these green lights and you feel like, wow, I'm doing it. Something good is happening for me. Rav Berg would say, pause. It's always about the pause. Pause and ask, why me? Why do I deserve these blessings? When good things happen and you kind of push it away, you're really just telling the ego, stay in check for a moment. Yes, you just hit a home run here. Yes, you had a lot of success. Yes, a lot of people like you and they're complimenting you. Yes, you know what? You just got that body you've been working on for such a long time. Pause. Why me? Why me? Why me? Why not somebody else? Why did I deserve these blessings? Yeah, I worked hard, but there's a lot of people who work hard who don't get blessings. Here is a practical tool you can use to mitigate, if not avoid, completely, almost really, rejection and failure. We want to have a nice trajectory of blessings and not those huge dips that most people face because they're blinded by their ego.
There's a saying like that, you know, if I'm questioning why only when things appear bad, right? Then why aren't I questioning when things are, when I'm successful?
When things are good.
Yeah.
And no one's so, why me, right? So why me is when things are bad.
Exactly. So what, I'm only taking credit when things are good, and then when things don't go my way, I think, you know, there's something wrong and I doubt. So it's a good thing, like you said, to keep our ego in check. You know, why is this blessing happening to me? And then when I'm rejected, wow, why is that there? I know my soul is 100% fine with the situation, not affected. It's shining, it's happy actually, but I'm feeling pain.
Right.
So.
Right. And to make a distinction, when we say, why is this happening to me? Don't beat yourself up and say you don't deserve it. Just a simple question, why? It's because of the blessings of the Creator and my spiritual work. It's not because I innately am so much better than everybody else.